You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Now, you asked me about the second unit. You see Peyton Pritchard. Is White going to be a starter? Who's going to emerge from that second cast of characters and be able to give you something that that you're going to like? I think that's going to be big.
The big girls love that. Chicks love the last shot opportunity. Somebody give me a napkin so I can wipe my mouth.
Back with another episode of the Cedric Maxwell Podcast. He is Cedric Maxwell. I am Josue Pavone. The Celtics, in the middle of their preseason schedule, are 2-1 to start things off. Got Peyton Pritchard just tearing things up in all three games. But we also got our first look at this lineup with Kristaps Porzingis in the middle, Tatum, Brown. This is also what all Celtics fans have been looking for, waiting for, I should say. And how good are these guys, especially when you think about what the second unit is going to look like going into the regular season? Is Jrue Holiday going to be coming off that bench? Is he going to be a starter? These are questions that, of course, Joe Mazzulla and the coaching staff will have to figure out between now and opening night. But, Max, what do you think? Like, what do you make of these first three games? How do you see this thing breaking down? How does the second unit look, in your opinion? What sort of the things that stood out to you most?
Well, I'll tell you what, I looked at the first unit first, and I wanted to see what Porzingis was going to – how he was going to fit into the rotation. And I think he's going to be fine. I talked to Al Horford about it. Al said he's long. Al said, oh, my God, you just don't understand how much taller and bigger he is and the length that he bothers people on the defensive end and offensive end. He's not Rob by any means when it comes to blocking shots. But his length is going to bother people. He's not going to be catching the lobs, probably not like Rob, you know. Four feet over the rim and then stuffing them through, but he still is a lob option. And right. Once he gets the ball in the paint, a much better score than Rob was with the little jump hook, the spin move, step through, up and under. So he's going to bring a lot of that stuff to the table. So that's why I had to look first. And then to see how Jrue Holiday is going to fit in. I mean, defensively, that was another thing that Al Horford said. He said in 4 days, he never saw anybody get by Jrue Holiday defensively. Yep. So, man, if Al was a good barometer for what this team is like, it's going to be a good one. Now, you asked me about the second unit. You see Peyton Pritchard. Is White going to be a starter? Who's going to emerge from that second cast of characters and be able to give you something that that you're going to like? I think that's going to be big. I know we're being sponsored by our good friends from FanDuel, but you know, today I'm going with the Mexico from Mexico.
That's that good store. That's that real store right there.
Oh, man.
That's a good
store. It's made in Mexico. So.
Yeah, but see, you can tell the difference, right? Some people, they're missing out, man. Some people are missing out.
Man, the sugar in this puppy right now makes Mountain Dew seem like you're drinking water.
That's that real sugar cane. That's what that is. They got that same product down in Honduras, man. They supply all of Central America with that. So I'm very familiar with what you're drinking down there.
Oh.
But yeah, man, no question. Look, what Porzingis means to this lineup, man, it's incredible. And it's such a small sample size, but you can already tell. It's almost like what Denver does with Jokic. And I don't want to get people to get too excited here, being like, oh, this guy's going to turn into Jokic. But the way he passes the ball from the top of the key, the way he's a constant three-point threat, I want to see how much he does get the ball in the paint to make those moves with his, you know, back towards the basket as well. But he can do all of that. But I just think seeing it was a whole nother like realization as to how explosive this offense can be when you have someone like that in the middle commanding things the way he does, right? I mean, Al Horford, you can tell just how happy Al was at a media day, man. He's like, yo, we got something special here. And I love that. I love to see that from Al because he would know better than anyone, right?
Yeah, and I think that he is going to help Tatum. He's going to help Brown. And he's going to take some of the pressure off of them for scoring each and every time down. So I'm going to sit back. I'm not going to judge early. But, man, I love what Big Fella brings to the table. Can he? Biggest question you have. This is the million-dollar question. Can he stay healthy?
Stay healthy.
That's going to be the key for the training staff this year, for Porzingis to be healthy, for Al to be healthy. Those guys have to be healthy because they're going to log some big minutes when you think about the bigs and playing in the paint.
Right. And I think that's why the second unit is more important than most years, right? Because I think monitoring those guys' minutes goes into obviously what the regular season is going to be like and making sure that they're ready for the postseason, a deep playoff run as the Celtics team tries to pull it off again or should pull it off again, right, for the third year in a row. But you also wonder how this team is going to, when those guys are resting, who's coming in to sort of stop the bleeding or keep things going? And does Al come off the bench, you know? Do one of these guys in training camp make the team make an immediate impact, you know? You wonder because I look at the Celtics team. We know who the best six players are, right? Top six players are. But after that, it gets kind of thin, you know? Sam Hauser's in the mix. Peyton Pritchard's in the mix. But these newcomers, I mean, what can we expect from, you know, O'Shea Brissett? You know, what can we expect from Jordan Walsh? I mean, if you ask me, he's going to be spending most of his time in Maine, right? So a lot of these guys, they're question marks at this point.
Well, one thing we saw from Brissett was, man, he had a couple of plays that was spectacular. One was a dunk, which would have completed the first game. He got over a guy's back who was trying to box him out. Looked like he came in from a parachute. He has some things he's able to do. So I'm liking this. I want to see more from Joe, what Joe has this year. But so far, so good for me. This is about this team staying healthy. And you think last year, you know, they were an ankle injury away from making history in the NBA. Yeah. I just believe it wholeheartedly that if Jason Tatum doesn't go down with the ankle injury when the first plays of the game, they're going to win that game against Miami and make NBA history being the first team down 3-0 and coming back to win the series. So really give big kudos to that team last year. But, man, the balls that Brad Stevens has. You know what? You and I need to go over to like an encore with him right now. Give him go ahead, big fella. You do your thing. What we got on Brad Stevens right now? Brad's rolling the line. He's putting money up here, up there. Brad is saying, I ain't crapping out. I'm going to make my point. I made the 8, you know, I need the 8 to make my point. Double fours. That's what I got right now for you. You know, I need threes. Kid Larry Bird right now. You need 6. There you go right now. I'm giving you 2 trades right now. So Brad Stevens, man, I mean, and you know how everybody questioned Brad initially when Brad got that job? Like, you don't know what he's doing. And I think I remember saying, to me, I loved it in the fact that Brad Stevens had coached his team. So if anybody knew what kind of groceries this team needed, Brad was the one. And it seems like, you know, Brad has done just that.
Right.
You know, Brad is smiling, knows everybody, shakes your hand. But, man, Brad is, you know what? I got a moving van for you. Don't worry about it. You know, It's coming to your house pretty soon. There are no favorites. If I can make this team better, you know, he's done that, just that. Almost the exact opposite of my good buddy Danny Ainge. Danny was holding them draft picks. And all that stuff was tight to the vest. I got this. I got this. Rest of women, we got what we got in the cupboard right now? Oh, we got two more cans of beans? Hey, put them on the stove right now. Let's see. Well, how about tomorrow? Screw tomorrow. You know, we're going right now for the day. I happen to like what Raz doing.
Snap into action this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place a $5 bet. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use. There's a wide range of betting options, including spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/Boston and kick off the NFL season. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in Massachusetts. Hope is here. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Then you know what, too? People overlooked how coaching in the NBA for 7 seasons, you get a good idea of the players that really, you know what I mean, that would really make an impact, that could change things for you. You know, you get a better sense of what the tendencies of particular players. And I'm thinking, obviously, of guys like Porzingis and guys like Jrue Holiday, who had a handful of years in the league while Brad was coaching against these guys, and he would know better than most, right? What's missing from this team. And just from a drafting standpoint, right? A guy who spent a lot of time in the NCAA, still very connected with that. So yeah, going into it, I'm like, yeah, this would be the guy. I just always thought that I always wondered how long it was going to be, right? Like, are they gonna, is this like a temporary thing? Is he gonna go back to coaching? But man, he's killing it right now. So I don't see it ending at anytime soon. I don't see it ending because
if you know Brad Stevens and you see Brad Stevens, when he coached, he was almost like a cat on the tin roof, always moving, jumping here, jumping there, doing whatever it was. But now if you see Brad is like one of these, like I am down in South Beach with a pina colada in my hand, laying out by the pool, ain't worrying about a damn thing. All he does is do it like this. Let me, I have another one. One more. Over here.
He puts you relax, right?
I mean, that's Brad. And like,
remember year 7? I feel like he just looked exhausted, man. Yeah. After the bubble season, there was like, what, a 6-week off season, go right into the next year. By the end of that season, by 2021, he just looked like he was spent, man, tired, stressed out, you know? Yeah, that's a good point, Max. He looks very much more relaxed nowadays, for sure.
Yeah, and then that's kind of where they're at. So we'll see. All right, man.
I got a question for you, man, because right before, let's see if I can set the stage here for people right now watching and listening. So just imagine, like, this is right before the very first preseason game of these guys. Porzingis now one by one. Towards the end comes Jrue Holiday on the bench, right? Place is going crazy. Everyone asking for pictures and autographs and all that. Then comes Max walking over to the corner where Jrue was sitting. And you guys was talking it up for a good, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 minutes or so. There were smiles. There were serious looks. There were patting and daps and pounds. I'm like, man, what the hell are these two talking about? So,
who is there with a camera though, and picks it all up?
You already know, man. I don't miss anything. It's a new season. I gotta be on my toes. Okay, preseason. Let's do it. Bet. I'm ready.
I mean, if this doesn't work out for you, there's something right now going on in the world where they need some spies out there. Just wait. I'm putting you out there with a camera, and you know, people talking about attacks someplace. Just so it would have been way ahead of that. I got that already, man. I see what's happening. I got any information that needs to be gathered. I got that stuff right now. You know, North Korea about to shoot a bomb off. Wait a minute. I got my camera here. There is him right there. I'm taking a photo of him. So kudos to you.
Eyes open, man. That's journalism, one-on-one.
But I just walked up and I was introducing myself. And one of our security guards said, Drew, you know, this is Cedric Maxwell. He's a legend. His number is retired. And Drew Holiday said, oh, I know him already. I know who he is already. I'm like, damn. I was like, okay, all right, Drew. So I had to give him
smile came in. That's why I saw that smile. All right.
Pound up. So that was me trying to get information, basically trying to introduce myself first. And that's what I would do with most good players. I haven't had a chance to speak to Porzingis yet, just a little bit, but maybe I will. I'll be sitting down because I don't want to have to be looking up at that big dude, man.
That's a tall, big dude.
I mean, here I am, 6'8", and my head, I know, and now I know how it is when you talk to me. It's like, you look like, yeah, Max, yeah, we're going to do, I can see myself.
We're trying to do a report video with you in the NBA Finals, man. I look like a floating head, man, trying to stand up with you.
Ping pong, man. Yeah, right, exactly. Ping pong. Your guy. What's his name?
E40 was is he 6 feet? I don't, he might be 6 feet, but you still had. He was looking up to you too, man.
E40. Yo, E40. What's up, man? Ping pong.
Ping pong, man. Back forth.
I would never forget that. And you know, I don't know how it happened, but that particular series, every time I looked up, your camera was down my throat someplace. You're talking to Gary Payton, either, you know, or me and Draymond going at it. Draymond going at me, really. And hey, so
must see TV, man. I'm in there. I'm ready.
It was crazy stuff. So I know, you know, people said, well, I know you got a ton of footage, you know, with myself and Draymond. And, you know, right now. And twist his ankle so far, but it just seemed like a real interesting year. Everybody's doing like this and said, Celtics, Bucks, Denver. They're not even including anybody else in this narrative.
Not even the Eastern Conference champs. How do you feel about that?
Well,
I don't blame them.
I don't think that they've made the moves to the arms race, right. And Joel Embiid, who is the reigning MVP, nobody's talking about him. He was at the baseball game, Phillies, the other day, but nobody's talking about Joel Embiid. And Joel Embiid said, "Hey, I don't feel like we've been left." I'm like, "What? Where you been watching? You got Harden who doesn't know if he's gonna play or not."
Yeah, shit's messy right now, right?
where do you see that you made this big push and grab other players right now? If you're Joel Embiid, I don't quite get it. So I can see
the continuity, Joel.
Yeah, everybody else has made moves, and you know everybody else is going out. You know, you still have a shovel. The rest of them right now, they give machetes and all that kind of stuff. Ready to come to war, and you're right.
I give up three. Right.
Yes, I do understand what they're saying. I understand what Vegas is saying, but again, this is about proving me. Yeah. Is there going to be a dark horse team this year? Can Cleveland, you know, who was really good last year, can they bounce back and do some things? The New York Knicks, you know, this is people. You know, they went into another round, finally lost, but I mean,
yeah, I feel like the Heat,
LeBron. Your guy LeBron at 39, you know, what's going to be his swan song? You know,
that's funny you bring that up, man. This is like the first preseason where no one's talking about LeBron and his team, right? I feel like this is the first year in a long time. It's interesting you bring that up, but no, I was going to say real quick though, what Miami Heat fans, I feel like, are in the sense of delusional, right? Because of what happened the last two seasons. Okay, I get it. Each year, no one was talking about the Heat as being the favorite to win the East, but then they went ahead and 2 years ago they got to the East Conference Finals, and last year they won and went to the NBA Finals and all that. But this year is different, man. Like, they needed to have a plan B for when the Lillard thing didn't go through. And they never did that. They never even brought reinforcements in because they wanted to – they didn't want to mess the money up, right? They didn't want to not have enough money to make the right trade and all that. But this got to be a point where you decide to move on. And they never did that. They spent pretty much two months waiting or hoping, I should say, rather, that this Lillard thing would get done. And then look what happened. It blew up in their face, you know? I just think – adding someone like Lillard to the Eastern Conference, especially when you're pairing him with Giannis, it just changes things in a way that we haven't seen in a while.
Yeah.
I think when the Celtics go out and get someone like Jrue Holiday, it's to strengthen their team, but not in the sense that it's a panic move, but obviously they're keeping in mind that, man, we got the best defender for Lillard. So
let's
you know what I mean? Like Heat fans are like, I'm not worried about Holiday in Boston because he looked terrible against Jimmy Butler in the playoffs. You think the Celtics are thinking about Jimmy Butler right now? They're thinking about Giannis and the Bucks. They're not thinking about – that's the goalpost now. It's not the Miami Heat.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. You know, Jimmy Butler can come back and be a thorn, but I don't see them making that move again this year. They play hard as hell. They do have a culture.
Oh, yeah.
You got to give them that. But, you know, eventually the more talented team sometimes probably is going to end up winning. What Jokic don't do, but I think that they took a step back though with some of the players that they lost.
Right. That too. Right.
I mean, Brown, I think it was huge. Boston's own. He's him being in Denver last year, Bruce Brown gave them a tremendous push.
Yeah. And
now I think he's in Indiana. I want to think he's in the Indiana or he's in Detroit, but I think it's Indiana that he's in. So
he got that deal. Yeah, it's Indiana. You're right.
So I think that Denver isn't as good as they. Jokic is going to be good again, but also it was their secondary pieces. You know, Kentavious, Caldwell Pope, guys like that that are going to do it. And Malloy, their coach, said, hell, we're gonna do this thing again. We're gonna run this thing back. That's a lot of pressure to put on a team like Denver, but they were able to get it done. So
I appreciate the enthusiasm out of Coach Malone, man. Like, you know, that's you want to get your guys riled up and be like, hey, this thing, we can win this thing again. So that's good for them. But I mean, you just wonder how the rest of the Western Conference responds, right? Because we see the Eastern Conference, they've made changes. I mean, look at the two teams we're talking about right now, the Bucks.
Who's going to guard Jokic and who's going to guard Murray? They right now might be the most explosive duo in the NBA. Jokic has huge picks. So Murray comes off, a lot of times he's wide open. If he's not wide open, kicking the ball back to Jokic, who is the best passer in the NBA other than a guard. I don't think we've seen guys like him. I mean, he harkens back to me passes like, you know, watching Magic Johnson throw passes. You know, you're looking one way, guarding Jamal Wilkes, and that ball zips by your head. I remember he got mad with me one time because I kept my eye on Magic. So Jamal would cut through that basket. He'd be whipping that ball. And I'd be looking right at it. Give me that. Give me that. Give me that. But you got to have your head. Yeah, your head has to be on a freaking swivel. If you're guarding a guy like Jokic, if he has another player that is out on the floor, Jokic makes unbelievable passes. Maybe the best passing center since Bill Walton. Bill Walton was tremendous in Portland. I can't imagine anybody better than Jokic essentially averaging triple-double as a center.
Is everyone sleeping on the Phoenix Suns? Like, are they still – you know what I mean? Like, I feel like people are mentioning them, but they're not like the full – they're not one of those full-fledged favorites right now, right?
Everybody is sleeping on them because they look at what's happened to them in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
I mean, you lose Chris Paul, you know, what happens? You know, here's the team that, you know, are you sleeping on? Are you sleeping on Golden State?
Yeah, I'm snoozing. I'm chilling.
Wow, really?
No, they had their time, Max. Come on, how long?
You're
going to extend this thing forever?
Look, you still got Steph. the best shooter right now in the league. Still got Klay, one of the best shooters. Draymond, a great facilitator, and you get Chris Paul.
But you still, man. I know, man. They sound old. They sound like they up there, man. They up there. Look. I'm not saying this team is not a playoff team or that, but do they have enough? I don't know. It's a lot. I want to see what the rest of the roster, what the other guys can do, because that's a big part of it as well. Right? I mean, that was part of it when you look at the finals run. I mean, obviously Steph was Steph, and you know, other guys stepped up as well. Draymond wasn't the same guy he was during the but you had guys like Wiggins locking down Jaylen Brown. You know, you had guys like, you know, coming off the bench and giving you like, look, Steph's gonna be Steph. But I just wonder
one of the questions you're posing to me is big, because you start looking at Jordan Poole. The Jordan Poole effect, is that going to catapult them?
That's a good point, too.
Or is it going to set them back? Because here's a guy who was the second leading scorer on that team, and you get rid of him, essentially for marbles.
So, he's about to put up 25 in Washington.
Yo, it's not all day long.
Right.
Yeah, we'll get a chance to see how that's going to work out, man.
I can't wait, man. It's exciting. That time of the year, regular season just around the corner, and all the fun stuff that's going to happen. I can't wait to see how it all unfolds, man. It's another we've got another episode of Cedric Maxwell Podcast right before the season starts for sure. We'll wrap up preseason. We'll take a trip around the NBA as we usually do. As your co-host says on the Celtics games before, there was the pregame show. We'll take our trip around the NBA. And all that fun stuff, man, like we always do here on the Cedric Maxwell Podcast.
Okay.
It's Cedric Maxwell. I am Josue Pavone. We'll see you guys next time.